சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 18 வெர்ஸ் 48. சஹஜம் கர்ம கௌந்தேயம் சதோஷமபி ந த்யஜேத் சர்வாரம்பா ஹி தோஷேண தூமேனாக்னிரிவாவ்ருதாஹம். லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சம்மரைசிங் தி கர்மயோகா. கர்மயோகா ஆஸ் எ ஸ்டெப்பிங் ஸ்டோன் ஃபார் எ ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் சாதனா. ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு பர்ஃபார்ம் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் டியூட்டி அக்கார்டிங் டு தேர் ஸ்வபாவா. Choose that type of action which you like to your heart. Maximum try that work. Whatever you like, that work you choose. Suppose you are under a work which you don't like, learn to like it. First choice is choose according to your taste. Sometimes under certain circumstances you are forced to do those type of duties which are not very much liked by you. Learn to like them. Unavoidable duties, learn to like them. Only two options are there for us. There is no third option. Why I have to like that action? Because where there is no choice, better to accept it. Choiceless situation, better to accept. You cannot change that. Better to accept without any resistance. Suppose if I do that without liking that choiceless duty I have to do, if I do in what type of mind, disturbed mind, suppose without acceptance if I do, there is some strain in my personality that disturbs my whole life. Intelligent person is one, first he or she will choose what they like. That is the intelligent way of living. Choose the job what you like. If not, love that job given to you, taken by you without your knowledge. Love it. Learn to love it. After some time you like it. That work will become your swabhava. That is the second option, but not the correct option. So-so option. Instead of disturbing your life, struggling. After all, what is there? Every work is Bhagavan's work. Everything is Bhagavan in this world. Why I have to be too choosy? Why I have to be so conditioned? Be liberal. Be liberal. Accept the situation as it comes. Hey Arjuna, one has to do sahajam karma. Even that karma has got certain evil side or negative side, that karma sadoshamapi. There is a dosha in that karma, suppose. Sadosham api na tyajet. May you not give up that work. Here Arjuna's duty is fighting. There is a dosha. there is bloodshed. There is going to be bloodshed in that battlefield. Dosha is there, killing one's own family members. Dosha is there, sadosham api. In spite of that defect, in that duty, may you continue. Natyajit. Why? There is no karma without any negative side. Every karma has got its minus point and plus point. Just as the fire is covered by that smoke or ash. Why such a bright fire principle has to be covered by ash? Why it has to be covered by a smoke? Why can't only it be bright always? Now you saw when you are burning the crackers, lot of smoke has come and polluted the whole area. Not only one area, whole India. That's why they are just bringing the awareness of soundless, pollutionless Deepavali. But people are not listening. Deepa means brightness, agni. When you are burning the crackers, there is a fire only. Once the fire comes, next what comes? Smoke is coming. Therefore, you are not able to see that brightness totally, really speaking. Therefore, that is nature of that agni. Similarly, the nature of the duty is also like that. It will have some smoke. Some smoke means what? Some negative side, some wrong side, minus point. Understand this. This, if we remember, we are doing so many actions in our life. Kimahagum saduna karavam. Why have done like this? I could have done that way, better way. If you think also, it doesn't happen. Every action has got its own minus points. Sadosham api natyajet Arjuna. Because the reason given by Bhagavan in the second line, 48th shloka, sarvarambhahi doshena. All actions are mixed with some dosha. We expect always full-fledged, perfect things to be happen, everything. Invariably, definitely, minus, negative side will be there. Where there is light, there is darkness also. Shadow also is there. Why shadow? Where there is light, why there is shadow? That is nature of the light. Similarly, dosha also is the nature of a karma. Every karma has got its own dosha. Therefore, Arjuna, never hesitate to fight in this battlefield. It is your swadharma. Even though there is a violence, to see seemingly violence, but it is your duty you perform. That gives you more benefit. What benefit it gives? In 49th shloka, Lord Krishna concludes the summary of karma yoga in the form of phalam. That karma yoga phalam. We will read that 49th shloka. He concludes this karma yoga summary with this shloka. Asakta buddhi sarvatra. Jitatma vigata spruha. Naishkarmya siddhim paramam. Sanyasena adhigacchati. Just as Krishna Paramatma said in 6th chapter, Dhyana Lakshanam, Dhyana Swarupam, Dhyana Phalam. So the meditation one has to perform, that topic he is going to enter next. To enter that topic, you must understand the previous topic, Karma Yoga topic. Karma Yoga Phalam is that Phalam, it prepares you, takes you to Moksha, Jnana Yoga. naishkarmya siddhim, moksham prapnoti. This is the phalam of karma yoga, nishkama karma yoga. Nishkamataya, when you perform without any selfish motive, without any selfishness, you serve others, you help others without any selfish motive or agenda, that brings tremendous inner growth in you, that brings tremendous joy in you, that brings spiritual upliftment in your life. It brings peace, first of all. You get lot of peace. A selfish person never be peaceful. A selfish person, the one who has got a selfish motive, all the time doing with some expectation, that is called selfishness. Edir parkamal pannanum. Edi panninalum kuda edir parka koodad. Edir parp ani solluvaanga. Expectation. Some name, some recognition, some fame or some money or something or other. That is very natural in weak-minded people. Immature people, that desire is very natural. Expecting something and doing help to others, it is a natural tendency of the mind. But some mature people, they know that this duty is a duty given by the Lord. Duty is given by the Lord, I am doing this for Lord's sake. That thought itself brings a lot of lightness of the mind. So much lightness in the mind. You feel so light. That light mind will lead to enlightened mind later. So light mind, a mind which is free from jealousy, hatred, selfishness, generally that mind is fit for enlightenment. That is karma phalam here. So you want that enlightenment or not? That is shantam shivam advaitam, peace. Shanta swarupa atma prapti you will get. For that you get first relative peace, normal peace. Normal peace comes by nishkama karma. There is inner joy. Selflessly you help others, there is inner joy. That inner joy keeps your body healthy. Your body is so healthy because of that joy. That joy comes because of selfless service. The selfless service you do because of your devotion. Therefore, be devoted to the Lord. When you are serving to the people, it is my service to the Lord. You think like that. That is called maturity. Then your mind enjoys lightness, and because of mental relaxation, you enjoy the good health. Why people are getting lot of diseases, you know? All diseases, blood pressure, heart problem, diabetes, asthma problem, any problem for that matter, I said psychosomatic elements, because of mental disturbance. Why mental disturbance? Because of selfishness, anxiety, worry. Why can't you do selflessly? You want joy or not, peace or not? Do selflessly, nishkamataya. This is the phalam. Asakta buddhihi sarvatra. 3 points he gives. First one is, whose intellect is detached. Asakta buddhihi. Asakta buddhihi means the one who is dispassionate. Raga dvesha free mind. Non-binding. Raga dvesha artha kama iccha rahitaha. Artha kama is not the primary for this person. Therefore, asakta buddhihi. Number one. Then number two, is vigata spruhaha, no dependence, free from longings, who is free from desires, nishkami ityarthaha, the one who is not having any desire, binding desires are not there. Selfish motive based desires are not there. Vigatasprahaha. Not leaning upon family members for peace. That is called Vigatasprahaha. Not leaning upon wife or husband or children or father or mother for my security or peace. Your security, peace is come from Lord alone, not from family members. Really speaking, you become more insecure because of family members. Your peace will be taken away by family members. Bhagavan alone gives peace and security. But unfortunately, we think my security is coming from my family members, my peace is coming from my family members, happiness is coming from my family members. The wrong concept. If it is coming from them, it has to come all the time. It is not coming. They are snatching my peace and happiness also many times. Even though they are not snatching, taking away, I imagine they are taking away. That imagination also is a type of real problem only. That imagination, because of so-and-so person my peace has gone, because of so-and-so person my security has gone, because of so-and-so family member my happiness has gone. Like this I imagine enough for my disturbance, for my unhappiness. Unhappiness is here in your mind. So don't lean upon family members, don't lean upon your fluctuating, emotional, problematic mind also. Lean upon God. Depend upon God. That is called Vigatasprahaha. Yaar nambi naan pirandhen. Bhagavan only is there. That is why hand over all your problems to Bhagavan. Not to local family members. If you hand over them, they make it more problematic. If you hand over your problems to other members in the family, they exaggerate and they magnify more and more, and you become more vulnerable. Annavasyama chulitani, anavasyama, apra nani chenna prayojana. Therefore, put in front of God, Bhagavan, you take care of my problem. You solve. He will solve. Once you have that inside, you can even weep or cry in front of Lord. It is worth to cry in front of God, not in front of other people. Not in front of other people. You cry in front of God, He will answer. That's good, better. Good, better, best. That is best also. Okay. Vigatasprahaha. Then Jitatma. He becomes a disciplined person, Ashtanga Yogi, one who has mastered the self and who is detached. Jitatma means, Atma means here, mind. One who has mastered his mind through Ashtanga Yoga. The one who has got dispassion, Asakta Buddhihi means Vairagyam. Vairagya means raga dvesha rahitaha ityarthaha. There are no one to have some importance to some people, raga. There is no some dvesha on certain people. That is not there. All are same. Raga dvesha rahitaha eva asakta buddhihi. That person is not having any spruha or desires for anything in this world. And Jitatma practiced Ashtanga Yoga, disciplined his sense organs and the mind. Such a karma yogi paramam naishkarmya siddhim adhigachati sanyasena. Sanyasena means here Jnana yogena sannyasena means jnana yogena samyak darshanena by serious study of scriptures sannyasena. First three qualifications are readiness for jnanam. They are the indications of jnana yogyata. Vigataspruhaha, jitatma, asakta buddhi. These are the three indications for jnana yogyata. Once that jnana yogyata is there, he comes to scriptural study and he studies the scriptures. Sanyasena, jnana yogena, shravana mananena, paramam naishkarmya siddhim adhigachati. That person attains, adhigachati means attains naishkarmya siddhim. Naishkarmya siddhi is a technical name for moksha. Nirgatani karmani yasmat nishkriya brahmatma. He attains that Brahman in which Brahman there are no any actions. Naishkarmyam. Nirgatani karmani. From whom all actions have gone. From whom all actions have gone? Brahmatma. That Brahman alone, the from that Atma only, Atma is Nishkriyaha, Akriyaha. Brahman is Akriyaha, Nishkriyaha. So, that Brahman he attains, by the knowledge of that Brahman, Saha, Nishkarma, Tasya Bhavaha, Naishkarmyam. Naishkarmya Siddhim. Atma Swarupa Siddhi Ityarthaha. That person attains moksha. Who? This Karma Yogi. Where Karma Yoga has taken you, see. How can I perform Karma Yoga? How can I be Nishkama Karmi? How can I surrender to God? No, you have to surrender. Otherwise, life becomes miserable. Future also, you are not going towards spirituality. Both the ways you are the loser. Neither you get peace here if you won't take up the nishkama karma in your life or karma yoga. You won't get peace here. Present life also. For future also you are not paving the way for moksha. Both the ways you are the loser. But if you follow karma yoga, nishkama karma if you do, panchamaha yajnas you do, without asking what they are giving to me, what am I getting from this person, what am I getting from family, what am I getting from society, without asking, even a single day, if without asking this, without getting this thought, if I do, but that thought comes, what this person giving to me, I have done so much. On the other hand, the insult also. Adi innu kashtam. I have done so much, but I got a lot of insults. Accept that insult also as a prasada. It is good for you. Family members are not cooperating, suppose, nalladida. You get a lot of vairagyam. Otherwise, you will get attachment, you will hook to them. This is Bhagavan really doing good only. If they are very good, I will get attachment to them. So if they are not good, I won't get attachment. Nalladu dane. So turning the plate this way. See the advantage in all adversities. That is intelligent way of looking at the things and incidents or situations. I turn every unfavorable situation into a favorable situation. If I am intelligent enough, all insults I turn as flowers. All insults, they are like flowers for me. Madan Mohan Malaviya, when he want to construct that Banaras University, all were criticizing him, but he never take the criticism as criticism, but he taken it as a challenge and he became a great Mahatma later because of his attitude, turning all disadvantageous positions into advantageous. Then only you can become an efficient, excellent performer in your life, accomplisher in your life. You require tremendous courage and you require tremendous willpower for that. Naishkarmya siddhim adhigachyati. Very important shloka. You will get moksha definitely. That person who says, Krishna says, that karma yogi, jitatma, vigatasprahaha, that person attains moksha. Hey Arjuna, he will attain moksha. Therefore, perform your duty. Why me? Don't ask. Why they are asking me only to do this duty? Don't ask. If they ask to do this duty, yes, good, I will do it. Whether I do it properly or not, doesn't matter. They asked me, let them know whether how I do. They themselves say, you have not done properly. Okay, if you know it, you can't do it. Then, it doesn't matter. I need not do according to their expectation. It is not my mistake. They have asked me, I have done it. They come to know that I am not fit enough to do that. Okay, give it to another person. What is wrong in that? Good only, no? It is good only. That time when they give also, I need not feel proud. When they say, you have not done properly also, have I asked you? Have I asked you? You only gave that work. Enna dhairyam varungo. Appadi irukkanum manasukku avanukku solla venda. We need not tell that person. We should feel like that. I have my own limitations. I have my own skill. Whatever I have, I can do that. Why I have to disturb my mind? This is called inner freedom, inner leisure. I know how to turn the plates. Not kitchen turning plates. Life like incidents turning according to my willpower, I can change them. That's a constructive way. I have to do that without losing confidence, without losing willpower, without losing heart. Without losing heart, I have to do that. But you require tremendous grace of the Lord. That's why you pray to the Lord, give me strength to think in this manner, to face this in this manner. Give me strength. அது கேளுங்க பகவான் கிட்ட கொடுப்பார் கண்டிப்பா. ஹி கிவ்ஸ். ஏன் கொடுக்க மாட்டார்? நம்ம கேட்டால் தானே. கிவ் மீ ஸ்ட்ரெங்க் டு ஃபேஸ் த சிச்சுவேஷன், கிவ் மீ ஸ்ட்ரெங்க் டு கோ இன்டெலிஜென்ட்லி இன் திஸ் மேட்டர், ஐ வில் லேர்ன் அ லெசன். ஹி ப்ரொடெக்ட்ஸ், பகவான் ப்ரொடெக்ட்ஸ் ஆல் த வே. ஹி இஸ் ஜஸ்ட் கீப்பிங் நோ ஃபென்சிங் லைக் திஸ், ஹி இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் வித் யூ. But we should know that he is always with you. He is protecting you because you are have full trust on him. Since you have full trust on Bhagavan, Bhagavan must protect completely. That is real bhakti. But people very rarely have that total surrender to the Lord. Total surrender. The total surrender is called surrender. Half surrender is not surrender. In half surrender, as long as Draupadi is holding on the sari, Krishna didn't come. She come to know that her helplessness totally. My shakti is nothing. I cannot protect myself. Hey Krishna, she raised both the hands. Then Lord Krishna came. That is what total surrender to Bhagavan. Mentally you surrender. Next shloka. Now he is going to enter the Jnana Yoga summary from 50 to 55. He has already given once 13 to 17 once Jnana Yoga summary. Again he is giving 50 to 55. Again that comes in 63 also. Jnana Yoga summary. You want, you can read these slokas repeatedly. 13 to 17, 18th chapter only. 13 to 17th sloka, 50th sloka, this sloka onwards, 55, again 63. These slokas daily read repeatedly. Siddhim prapto yatha brahma. Tathapnoti nibodhame. Samasenaiva kaunteyam. Nishthagnanasya yaparam. Hey Kaunteya, Arjuna, may you listen. Almost I have come to the last chapter. Tungade. May you be attentive. Be attentive and listen. Listen from me. May Shrunu from me. May Nibodha. Briefly, Samasena Eva, may Nibodha. May you know from me briefly. Samasena. What? Tatha yatha. How this person attains Siddhim? I will tell you. Listen briefly. Because I have already elaborated in previous chapters. Now I am summarizing. Again, Shrunu, briefly, listen. Before going to exam, finally they read once again. No, Adhamadri, briefly. All subheadings like, you have to listen. Yatha tatha. What is that? Yatha siddhim praptaha brahma apnoti tatha me nibodha. How this person attained, this person means which person? This person who attained purity, I said siddhi means purity in previous shloka. Having attained purity, now he is going to attain brahma. How he has got purity? Through karma yoga. Chitta shuddhi he has attained through karma yoga. Now he is going to attain brahma. How he has attained na? Brahma apnoti siddhim praptaha. Having attained purity, katham brahma apnoti nibodha. May you listen. How he attains brahman, who has attained purity, attains brahman. Ya para nishtha jnanasya, which is the supreme culmination. Paranishtha, jnana nishtha, or jnana nishtha parisamaptihi. Now you have to imagine, he has attained purity, came to his teacher, did shravanam mananam. After that, how he attained nishtha? Did any amount of shravanam and mananam will not remove all your habitual notions? In spite of listening 10 years, 15 years of Vedanta under a teacher, there is in subconscious mind there are lot of pains, some problems. Because Shastra is at only conscious mind level. It has not gone to subconscious level. How do we know? When situation comes, when pain comes, problem comes, immediately I am disturbed. And I question, what? What? My God, how? I get a shock. Immediately I get a jerk when I hear a news. A telegram news or some news or other, some phone call, suddenly I am not able to recover immediately. What I am going on worrying about that. I am not able to come immediately. So what? Varamatingarade? What? And the astonishment, surprise and wonderstruck, you are afraid of that situation, what is going to happen. So much you are worrying. Why that much? Because I am a Vedanta student, I am studying Shastra, I know what is higher nature, I know what is lower nature also. Even anybody asks, I can give lecture also. But I am not able to face this situation. One lady was telling, Swamini, tomorrow I am going to give a biopsy test. And the biopsy test, eppo panna poranadanna, after 10 days. In the 10 days, this lady, or man, pain, bhayam, biopsy ennale bhayam. Enna report varumo? What? Enaka? Biopsya? Ama. Master checkup, venda, bhayam. Enna report varumo? What report I have to hear? I cannot withstand. If they give any negative report, engyo kanjo swell irundannale doctor enna solluva, go for test na, biopsy test, small smelling edema and biopsy test, bhayam. Next tomorrow if they do biopsy test, no problem, one day only fear. After 10 days and 10 days fear I have to undergo, 10 days fear, imagination. After 10 days biopsy test is over, everything report has come, nothing is there. My God, 10 days, how much torture I underwent. Unnecessary torture. Is it necessary? But it comes. Why it comes? Aham brahmasmi ni chollalame varadu. And the time lo varave varadu. Kandipa. Mono buddhi ahankara chittani naham. I am not the body mind complex. I am hearing from Swamini from many years. How anything comes happens to the body only. Let it happen. It's the nature of the body. Who will say at that time? Doctor, ninga enna enna pannikonga enakku onnu problem illa. Doctor, doctor, eppadi irukumo enna irukumo ye appadi vari varadana. This aham brahmasmi, what am I listening from my teacher, has not gone to subconscious level. It is only at conscious mind level it will not serve. When the situations are trivial, that will not serve. It has to soak into the subconscious level. What? This jnanam has to go into subconscious level. It has to attack that subconscious, all thoughts, fear. Fear is there in subconscious level. So much fear about future. What is going to happen my future? Tomorrow who is going to see? Me. My son is interested in going America. Daughter is in America. Both of them are there. Who is going to take care of me? They said they are not coming here. The worry starts. Epo, now they are young only, 50. 80th year, 70th year, what is going to happen? That means in the 20 years suffering only. Old age, we are going to become immobile after 30 years. These many years they are struggling. Sin, tevaya, adida worry, adida subconscious mind level. So what to, so what? So what? How much gap is there between what I am so much disturbed today? Immediately or after 1 week, so what? Puna pohitam. What is there? At least within 1 week can we recover? Between gap, what to so what? How much gap is there is your life? What to so what? So what? Take it easy. If it comes within days, within a week, fine. Some people, within months also it won't come. They go on brooding over that, worrying over that, and making the present life also miserable. If the so what to so what, distance has to be reduced. What to so what, in between them, the gap has to be reduced. The more the gap is reduced means, so what? There is no place for what. There is no place for what. There is only always so what. It becomes so natural. So natural. The so what has to become natural. Then you are having jnana nishtha at your subconscious level. Subconscious level is so powerful. That is why whenever we are talking, I didn't నో దట్ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు టాక్ లైక్ దిస్. నా అప్పుడు పేసిన నేను వెనక్కవే ఇలా ఎన్నమో అప్పుడు వందది, అప్పుడు వందది అన్న ఎప్పుడు వందది, హౌ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ అండ్ వితౌట్ యువర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఐ థాట్ ఆఫ్ టాకింగ్ సంథింగ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ స్పోకెన్ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్. యూ ప్లాన్ టు టాక్ సంథింగ్ బట్ యువర్ సబ్ కాన్షియస్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ సో పవర్ఫుల్ ఇట్ బ్రింగ్స్ జస్ట్ బ్లర్ట్ అవుట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. బడబడబడబడ వెళ్ళిలో వందడం, అది తెరించిపోయడం, ఓహో ఇదిదా ఉళ్ళ ఇరుకా. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ లిసనింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎ టీచర్ లెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్, హవెవర్ మచ్ శ్రవణం యూ డూ, హవెవర్ మచ్ మననం యూ డూ, అన్లెస్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ సోక్డ్ ఇన్ టు యువర్ సబ్ కాన్షియస్ లెవెల్, ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ హెల్ప్ యూ. దెన్ హౌ టు సోక్ దిస్ జ్ఞానం ఇన్ టు సబ్ కాన్షియస్ లెవెల్? ఐ హ్యావ్ టు పుష్ ఆల్ దస్ అన్వాంటెడ్ వాసనాస్, ఫియర్, వరీస్ ఇన్ మై సబ్ కాన్షియస్ లెవెల్. ఐ హ్యావ్ టు రీప్లేస్ దెమ్ విత్ దిస్ జ్ఞానం. ఇంత జ్ఞానత్ని వంది సబ్ కాన్షియస్ లెవెల్కి అనుపణం, అండర్ గ్రౌండ్లో ఇరుకు. ఐ హ్యావ్ టు సెండ్ దేర్, దిస్ హ్యాస్ టు గో అండ్ పుష్ ఆల్ దోస్ అన్నెసెసరీ వర్రీస్ అండ్ ఫియర్స్. ఫర్ దాట్ కృష్ణ సేస్ ఐ విల్ గివ్ యూ ద టెక్నిక్, నిధిధ్యాసనం. సిట్ అండ్ డూ కాంటెంప్లేషన్, సిట్ అండ్ డూ కాంటెంప్లేషన్. అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి, ఐఎమ్ ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ప్రిన్సిపల్, నథింగ్ కెన్ డిస్టర్బ్ మీ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. ఐ ఆమ్ ద అధిష్టానం, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ అపియరింగ్ అండ్ డిసప్పియరింగ్. రిమెంబర్ దిస్ టీచింగ్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్, సిట్ అండ్ రికలెక్ట్ ద టీచింగ్, డూ నిధిధ్యాసనం, కాంటెంప్లేషన్. దట్ ఈస్ ద టాపిక్ నౌ. హే కౌంతేయ, సమాసేన శృణు, యా పరానిష్ట జ్ఞానస్య, జ్ఞానస్య పరానిష్ట. ఐ నో వాట్ ఎవర్ స్వామిని ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు టీచ్ నెక్స్ట్ పాయింట్ ఐ నో, బట్ మై పాస్ట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్, డికేడ్స్ బ్యాక్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ఆర్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద మైండ్. అప్పుడు ఎన్న అర్థం, ఇంత జ్ఞానం వందదా వరలియా, అంత కవల ఏ ఇరుకన్నా, అది అది ఇరుకు, ఇది ఇరుకు. మనుష్యాణం సహస్రేషు కశ్చిత్ యతతి సిద్ధయే. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ సో ఈజీ, నాట్ సో ఈజీ. వెరీ రేర్లీ పీపుల్ గెట్ నిష్ఠ. మెనీ పీపుల్ గెట్ జ్ఞానం అకాడమికల్లీ, దే గెట్ జ్ఞానం. ఇఫ్ యూ స్టడీ ఫర్ సమ్ టైమ్ యూ నో వాట్ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు టాక్ నెక్స్ట్ సెంటెన్స్ ఆల్సో యూ కెన్ నో. యా అమ్మలే వరుందుడు, స్వామిజీ என்ன சொல்ல போறாரு எனக்கு தெரியும், என்ன தெரியும், எல்லாமே தெரியும். ஆர் யூ ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஃபியர் ஃப்ரம் யுவர் சப்கான்ஷியஸ் மைண்ட்? ஹாவ் யூ கிளைம்டு தட் யூ ஆர் பிரம்மன்? ஹாவ் யூ காட் நிஷ்டா? அதுதா வரலன்னா, இஃப் நிஷ்டா இஸ் நாட் தேர், ஜானம் இஸ் தேர் அட் கான்ஷியஸ் லெவல், பட் நிஷ்டா ஹேஸ் டு டேக் பிளேஸ் இன் சப்கான்ஷியஸ் லெவல். ஃபார் தட் யூ நீட் டு ஜானசிய பரானிஷ்டா మే నిబోధ. హే అర్జున, బ్రీఫ్లీ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ యూ హౌ టు గెట్ నిష్ఠ. 51. జ్ఞానస్య మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ ఈజ్ సుప్రీం కల్మినేషన్, దట్ జ్ఞానం హ్యాస్ టు బికమ్ జ్ఞాననిష్ఠ. జ్ఞాననిష్ఠ మీన్స్ వాట్? స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞ, గుణాతీత, పరాభక్త. యు హ్యావ్ టు బికమ్. ఫర్ దట్ కండిషన్స్ హీస్ గివింగ్, నిధిధ్యాసనత్కి కండిషన్స్. బుద్ధ్యా విశుద్ధయా యుక్త, ధృత్యాత్మానం నియమ్య చే, శబ్దాదీన్ విషయాన్ త్యక్త్వా, రాగద్వేషౌ వ్యుదస్య చ, వెరీ రేర్లీ పీపుల్ కమ్ టు వేదాంత ఆర్ స్క్రిప్చురల్ స్టడీస్, వెరీ ఫ్యూ పీపుల్. ఓన్లీ 10% ఆర్ 5% ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ స్టడీయింగ్ వేదాంత. అమాంగ్ దోస్ పీపుల్ ఆల్సో 4% 5% ద వరు. In 4% they are interested only in Shravanam. They go on listening, but they never try to implement those values or disciplines given for the sake of knowledge assimilation, they never focus on. So only 4% are interested in only listening. They never try to bring transformation in their personality because of habits. They are very powerful. I told you habit means if you remove H from habit, what remains? A bit remains. If you remove from A bit A, you remove, what remains? Bit remains. If you remove from the bit, what remains? B, if you remove, it remains. What is that it remains? Habit. Habit remains. People are not ready to give up their good old thinking, good old vasanas, because the subconscious mind forcefully, boldly and strongly, deeply catching that vasanas, unwanted, unhealthy, wrong notions it hold on. Guru ella kattinanu kuda anda subconscious loku pohadu unless the student work for that. Guru can give only jnanam. You are that Brahman. Adi solluvar avladha. Shishya has to claim that, yes, aham brahmasmi. If I claim aham brahmasmi, there is no place for raga, dvesha, asuya, bhayam, chinta. All these cannot have a place. If they are having still place in my mind, heart, means I have not allowed this knowledge to go and sit there. Just as Bhagavan want to sit in our heart. We are doing puja, lot of puja. Vishnu Sahasranam Archana, Sivara Sahasranam Archana, Lalita Sahasranam Archana, Inda Archana, and the Archana, and the puja, in the puja, and then move on. And Bhagavan thought, lot of puja he is doing, let me go and sit in his heart. Bhagavan thedindirkar, enga edam irukka illaya nu paathindirkar. Indha pakkam vanda daughter is occupying in the heart. Andha pakkam vanda son is occupying in the heart. Sari pinnadi vallama anna another grandson is occupying in the heart. The front la undu polama anna so many other things are occupying. Eppadi poradhu ulle? Even hrudayathukku ulle pove mudiyalaye. Sari na Lakshmi kitte poren solli. He goes to Vaikuntha again back. And amma irunda ange ukkaruvaan nenikire inda party ella pohamale. So she will be sitting there waiting for Vishnu. She says, I told you, no, why you are leaving me and going there? Nobody gives their heart to you. Come on, sit with me, I will massage your feet. She continues. Bhagavan is waiting to enter our heart, but we have given that heart already booked. Booked into booked the we have given for other members in the family. Therefore, nobody is ready to give their heart. Similarly, here also, people are ready to listen Shastra, and they are not ready to give up attachment towards possessions, family, name, fame, ahankara. They are not leaving. Very difficult. Only 1%, and the 5% padikiravangallo, 1% da ready to remove those subconscious vasanas. Those people only do nididhyasana. Why many people are stopped with shravanam, mananam? Shravanam ke out, mananam is doubtful. Shravanam good out. Nididhyasana enga pandran. Anal Krishna Purumaya and the 1% per people kaha na nididhyasana pati solre. How they will get nishtha? Without nishtha, knowledge will not help you, just knowledge. There are people, they have knowledge, but they don't have nishtha. Nishtha is what? Nadi teriyaradhukku nee nishtha. You have to attain nishtha. மேங்கோ ஜூஸ் ஸ்வீட்னா எப்படி தெரியும்? ஆல் பீப்புள் ஆர் டெல்லிங் இட் இஸ் சோ ஸ்வீட், சோ ஸ்வீட், சோ ஸ்வீட். ஹவு டு யூ நோ ஹவ் இட் இஸ் ஸ்வீட், ஹவு மச் ஸ்வீட் இட் இஸ், வென் டு யூ நோ? வென் யூ கன்சூம். சிமிலர்லி வாட் இஸ் நிஷ்டா, ஹவு டு யூ நோ? வென் யூ பிகம் ஏ ஜ்ஞான நிஷ்டா, தென் ஓன்லி யூ கேன் நோ வாட் இஸ் நிஷ்டா. கிருஷ்ணா சைஸ் புத்தியா கண்டிஷன் நம்பர் ஒன், விஷுத்தியா புத்தியா. That is why for Vedanta, you don't require super intelligence. Super intelligence is not required. Ordinary intelligence is not required. We don't have to leave it. That's why Vedanta is not very custom. It's not custom. We don't have to leave it. That's why. That's easy. That's why we don't have to leave it. We don't have to leave it. That's why after coming to Vedanta, many people afraid of ennamo ella vidanum 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 anu ella vittitta na enga porade, where am I, how can I live without any support? Many people's mind will be disturbed at that time. Even they become psycho also, because they don't study properly, nor they have surrendered to God also. Just like that, they come and study Shastra. அப்படி படிச்சுட்டு வரா, வெறியோடு படிப்பான். படித்து 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 எல்லாம் விடணுமா விடணுமா சொன்ன உடனே பயம் வந்துடும். They become mad also sometimes. Because if I leave everything, where can I go? That means you require a tremendous courage, willpower. பக்தி வேணும், பகவான் பகவான் பகவான். தென் வேர்ல்ட் டிபெண்ட்ஸ் டு காட் டிபெண்டன்ஸ் டு செல்ஃப் டிபெண்டன்ஸ். ஐ எம் டிபெண்டிங் அப்பான் மை செல்ஃப், மை ஆத்மா ஓன்லி. ஐ ஆம் கிவிங் சப்போர்ட் டு த என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ். ஹவு கேன் ஐ சீக் சப்போர்ட் ஃப்ரம் எனி திங்? வை ஐ வாண்ட் சப்போர்ட் அட் ஆல் வென் ஐ ஆம் சப்போர்ட் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங்? சொல்றது ஈஸியாக இருக்க சுவாமினி, அதுதான். அது வந்து டிரான்ஸ்ஃபர்மேஷன் வரணும். இன்டர்னலைசேஷன் ஆஃப் டீச்சிங் இஸ் த டஃபஸ்ட் டாஸ்க். கேட்குறது பெரிய பிரச்சனை இல்லை, யாரோ ஒருத்தர் சொல்லிகிட்டே இருப்பான் ஏதோ ஒரு கார்னரில் போயிட்டே இருக்கும், பட் இட் டசன்ட் ஒர்க். யூ ஹாவ் டு சிட் அண்ட் டூ நிதித்தியாசனம். ஹவு? விஷுத்தயா புத்தியா, கான்டெம்ப்ளேட் வித் ஃபார் வித் திஸ் கண்டிஷன். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வித் எ கிளியர் இன்டலெக்ட், intellect which is free from habitual orientation. Vishuddhaya, dropping ahankara mamakara based worries. Vishuddhaya buddhya means a buddhi with a buddhi which has dropped ahankara mamakara based family entanglements. Vidu or 20 minutes nididhyasanam pannu. And the 20 minutes, why can't you sit as a mumukshu, tivra mumukshu, I am a jignasu, appadi ukkarndi dhyanam pannalame. Wife comes, daughter comes, son also coming, grandson also coming. Yeah, appadi ella varana. Why you are giving place to them at that time? Why can't you become a sannyasi for 20 minutes? At least 20 minutes. Daily for 20 minutes, become a sannyasi. Why you are thinking about husband, wife, children and all? Anatma, anatma, chulliya, chulliyo. For 20 minutes, atma dhyanam panna mudiyada? Ounce of practice is important than tons of theory. People have tons of theory, but no practice. Anushthanam is not there, it will not work. I know all asanas, I know how to do yoga and all, but I don't do anna. Adi madri, vishuddhaya buddhya yuktaha samshaya rahita jnanena. Yuktaha means samshaya rahita jnanena. Shravana mananabhyam, by shravanam and mananam, by removing all doubts, having Niyamya, having restrained the mind, free from aham and mama. Niyamya, having restrained mind and sense organs at that 20 minutes of meditation. ఆత్మానం ధృత్య విషయాన్ శబ్దాదీన్ త్యక్త్వా రాగద్వేషైహి వ్యుదస్య. సో వన్ హ్యాస్ టు మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ హ్యావింగ్ రిస్ట్రెయిన్డ్ ద మైండ్ యూజింగ్ ద విల్ పవర్ ధృత్య. ఆత్మానం మీన్స్ హియర్ కార్యకారణ సంఘాత, బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్. ఆత్మానం విత్ విల్ పవర్ విత్ యువర్ ఎఫర్ట్ సపోర్ట్ త్యక్త్వా హ్యావింగ్ రినౌన్స్డ్ ఆల్ శబ్ద స్పర్శ రూప రసగంధ విషయాస్. రికలెక్టింగ్ ద సిక్స్త్ చాప్టర్ విషయాన్ శబ్దాదీన్ శరీర స్థితి మాత్ర కేవల కర్మ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ నాట్ స్పెండింగ్ యువర్ టైమ్ ఫర్ సెన్షువల్ ప్లెజర్స్ సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఇన్వాల్వింగ్ ఇన్ సెన్స్ ప్లెజర్స్ విత్ సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ రెడ్యూస్ అట్ ద 20 minutes. డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ ఫ్యాన్సీ సిట్టింగ్ మెడిటేషన్లో ఉన్న ధ్యానం పడినప్పుడు వేరే ఏదేదో వరకూడదు. శాస్త్రంగా వర్ణం యుధస్య రాగద్వేషౌ యు హ్యావ్ టు గివ్ అప్ వన్ షుడ్ గివ్ అప్ యుధస్య మీన్స్ గివ్ అప్ పరిత్యజ్య ట్రాన్సెండ్ బై ట్రాన్సెండింగ్ రాగద్వేషౌ లైక్స్ అండ్ డిజ్లైక్స్ కీప్ ఆల్ యువర్ లైక్స్ అండ్ డిజ్లైక్స్ 20 minutes అసైడ్ టోటల్లీ కంప్లీట్లీ అండ్ 20 minutes వాట్ చింతనం ఓన్లీ ఆత్మచింతనం నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ కంటిన్యుయేషన్ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ శ్లోకాస్ వివిక్త సేవీ లఘ్వాసీ యత వాక్కాయ మానసః ధ్యాన యోగ పరో నిత్యం వైరాగ్యం సముపాశ్రితః వెన్ యు గో టు స్లీప్ ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్ ఇన్ ద నైట్ నాట్ మార్నింగ్ నైట్ ఇమీడియట్లీ వీఆర్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు గెట్ స్లీప్ కొంచెం టైం ఇరుకుం అప్పుడు ఎన్న ఎల్లా వర్రీస్ వందడం కరెక్టా మినిమం ఒక 15 minutes మేక్ యూజ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ టైమ్ ఫర్ నిధిధ్యాసనం అట్లీస్ట్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ వర్రీయింగ్ మేక్ యూజ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ గ్యాప్ టైమ్ అండ్ పిల్లో యువర్ హెడ్ ఈజ్ ఆన్ ద పిల్లో బట్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ స్లీప్ ఈజ్ నాట్ కమింగ్ మేక్ యూజ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఫర్ నిధిధ్యాసనం దెన్ మార్నింగ్ యూ వేకప్ ఆఫ్టర్ వేకింగ్ అప్ ఇమీడియట్లీ దే కమ్ లైక్ ఆల్ ఫ్లైస్ కమ్స్ యు నో ఆల్ వర్రీస్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఎవ్రీ ప్రాబ్లమ్ కమ్స్ దట్ టైమ్ ఓన్లీ యూ వోంట్ గెట్ అప్ ఫ్రమ్ ద బెడ్ స్టిల్ యు ఆర్ లయింగ్ డౌన్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ స్లీపింగ్ అండ్ ఆల్ వర్రీస్ ఆర్ కమింగ్ మేక్ యూజ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ టైమ్ ఆల్సో అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి ధ్యానం సో దట్ యూ విల్ గెట్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ ఆల్సో అండ్ ద వర్రీ ఆల్సో యూ క్యాన్ రీప్లేస్ ఇట్ విత్ దిస్ ఆత్మధ్యానం స్పెండ్ దట్ ఈట్ లెస్ లఘు అసి డోంట్ ఈట్ టూ మచ్ వెన్ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ నిధిధ్యాసనం వివిక్త సేవి బీ అలోన్ ఇన్ సాలిట్యూడ్ అండ్ కంట్రోల్ యువర్ టంగ్ యత వాక్కాయ మానస వాక్ మానస్ మనస్ యు హ్యావ్ టు రిస్ట్రెయిన్ ఆల్ దీస్ డిసిప్లిన్స్ యు హ్యావ్ టు ఫాలో ధ్యాన యోగ పరహ నిత్యం ఎవ్రీడే సిట్ అండ్ డూ నిధిధ్యాసనం నెనక తేవయే ఇల్లే ఐఎమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఐ నో అన్న అప్పుడెల్లా చొల్లాదే డోంట్ బి ఓవర్ కాన్ఫిడెంట్ సిట్ ఇన్ వన్ ప్లేస్ శుచౌ దేశే ప్రతిష్టాప్య స్థిరమాసనమాత్మనః నాత్యుచితం నాతి నీచం శైలాజిన కుశోత్తరం ఇంకే ఎన్నో తిట్టరా స్వామిని నేర్చుకోదు. సిక్స్త్ చాప్టర్ బహిరంగ సాధనాని అంతరంగ సాధనాని హౌ టు డూ నిధిధ్యాసనం బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ప్రెజెంటెడ్ దేర్ యామ్ ఐ సిట్టింగ్ అండ్ డూయింగ్ మెడిటేషన్ ఎవ్రీడే డోంట్ సే నో టైమ్ టైం ఇరుకణం కండిప్పా 10 minutes మినిమం 20 minutes మ్యాక్సిమం స్టార్ట్ వెన్ టుడే ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ స్టార్ట్ నిధిధ్యాసనం టుడే వాట్ టు డూ నా రికలెక్ట్ ద టీచింగ్ యూ నీడ్ నాట్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్ before going to meditation, just to read the notes, one sloka, sit and repeat all the points continuously. That is Atma Dhyana. Pannungo. Start. If you want to get nishtha, full benefit of Shastra, start Nididhyasanam today itself. Nalla veda Pakare Swami Muhurtan Chulladungo. Iniki nalladida. More in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.